This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Tell me again how nothing good ever happens at night. Come on. Oh, and tell me again how working late nights stinks. Don't I want to be in prime time? Nope and nope. Try again. I tell you all the time, the good stuff in sports always happens at night. This is prime time, baby. And we got breaking news because it's almost the new year in the NFL. Happy New Year! No, it's not the Kirk Cousins domino. That will soon drop. This is a different quarterback domino. Yes, right. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio and the CBS Sports app. You can also tune in if you're in between affiliates on Sirius Channel 213, XM Channel 201. We got ourselves a channel on the Sirius XM app. Wherever you go, however you listen, you are never out of range of CBS Sports Radio. And After Hours, we're inside the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. So here we are inside the legal tampering period. Haha. Here we are just hours away from the official start to the NFL new year. That's Wednesday. And we found out one quarterback domino that will drop. According to Adam Schefter, the first to break the news, there are others now who are confirming, but the great NFL insider Adam Schefter from ESPN, who covered the Denver Broncos extensively for many years, so he has a good history with the Broncos, including John Elway. Here's the bombshell. The Denver Broncos intend to sign Case Keenum as their starting QB. And so Case Keenum, at 30 years old, who did not get the franchise tag from the Minnesota Vikings after an 11-3 season as a starter, he wasn't their first choice for franchise QB. So they weren't going to pay him all that money required by a franchise tag. And they cut him loose so they could make a run at Kirk Cousins, presumably. Well, Keenum has found himself a new home.
A thank you to John Elway.
Yes, thank you to John Elway and to Gary Kubiak. Here's the tie. In case you don't recognize or know Keenum's history, he spent several years with the Houston Texans. In fact, that's where he made his first starts in the NFL. He played at Houston. And while he was with the Texans, Gary Kubiak was his coach. Do you know where Gary Kubiak is now? Kubiak is the senior advisor for personnel in Denver. Not only is he a former Denver Broncos quarterback himself, but he's also the former Super Bowl winning coach. And now he is heavily involved in personnel decisions, has a relationship with Keenum, and between Kubiak and Elway, they've decided Keenum is their man. At 30 years old, again, coming off a season in which he had a completion rate of 67.5%, threw for 3,547 yards with 22 touchdowns, only 7 interceptions and 14 starts. And the Broncos desperately need an infusion of reliable offense. Why? Because they were tied for 26th in scoring last year as they went 5-11, and if I'm not mistaken, had a 7-game losing skid. So they missed the playoffs in back-to-back years since they won the Super Bowl. And only the Cleveland Browns threw more interceptions than the Denver Broncos did in 2017. 3 different quarterbacks. It was a revolving door for John Elway and the Broncos. From Trevor Siemian to Paxton Lynch to Brock Osweiler, who was actually getting paid by the Browns. I love that little wrinkle. And Elway admitted that it was a swing and a miss with the quarterbacks, not just last season, but the season before. Although I'm sure he's happy that he's not the one that ended up paying Osweiler. But they had Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch the year before. And Siemian was young, and he showed some good signs and positive signs. And then won the job again last season. But either still needs some work or isn't cut out to be a starting QB. Way too many turnovers for all of the Broncos quarterbacks. Paxton Lynch is still early in his career. He's in his rookie contract. Would be going into his third season now, primarily as a backup. And you don't want to judge these guys too young. Remember what Jared Goff got labeled by a lot of people the first half of his rookie season. Actually, his entire rookie season, he was called a bust over and over and over and over again. So you don't know what's going to happen with the young QBs for the Broncos. But Elway had made it very clear he wasn't done swinging and missing. I loved that quote of his from the combine. I'm not done swinging and missing. I've got a few more swings left in me yet. And here he goes. He's going to take a pitch high and tight, and he's going to turn on it. Actually, he played baseball at Stanford and got drafted in the minor leagues, into the minor leagues, or got drafted and spent some time in the minor leagues. He's a baseball guy, too. He's decided Case Keenum will be the next free agent QB to land in the Mile High City. And again, there are connections there. Certainly, the Broncos have had some success with free agent QBs in the past. According to Adam Schefter, the Broncos did consider making a pitch for Kirk Cousins and also talked internally about Teddy Bridgewater. But they've offered a deal to Keenum, and Keenum intends to sign with Denver, according to Schefter and now others. But Adam was the first to break the news. So there you go. One major piece of the quarterback puzzle falling into place. We obviously knew that Kirk Cousins was the piece, the free agent prize. And so the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes have yet to declare a winner. Although, did you see the story that he's actually having a video crew follow him around and document this journey in free agency? He took out, well, on his website, he took out this big space and thanked the Washington Redskins and their fans just as a way to get some closure before he moves on to this next period, his free agency. And so he's having a crew follow him around and film this whole decision-making process. And the video crew is actually documenting his off-season too, his lifestyle. He lives with his in-laws. They've got a baby, Cooper, who keeps making appearances in social media. Kirk and Cooper like to watch SportsCenter a bunch. And so there's going to be a whole documentary done about Kirk Cousins. He's actually paying for the film crew himself, is what I've read. And so he's still out there, as is Teddy Bridgewater, as is Sam Bradford, who reportedly is getting some interest. Now, you got to be careful what you believe, because some of the rumors are leaked out by agents. Other rumors are leaked out by the teams themselves to try to throw other teams off the scent, blah, 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 blah. So be careful what you hear. Be careful what you read. Some of it's not true. Some of it's not going to hold true. But in this case, the reports are that Case Keenum will become a Denver Bronco. What is your reaction to that? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Love the quarterback questions. So we'll put a spot up on our Facebook page where you can weigh in, because it's about to get fast and furious here. I mean, we've been speculating. We've been clamoring for any report or rumor that we could possibly find, but it's about to get interesting. And this is the first piece. Drew Brees is getting overtures from other teams, which I love. Hey, the man is still on the market. Until he's not on the market, I'd be going after Drew Brees myself. If you could get Drew Brees as a free agent quarterback, all of a sudden, your team looks a hell of a lot better. So good for those teams out there. The Vikings, who've inquired about Drew Brees, is one of them. I mean, hell yes. It's Drew Brees, for God's sakes, who would have had 5,000 passing yards again last year if not for the fact that the Saints relied. It was a good plan. It got them to the postseason. It changed their course. But Mark Ingram, Alvin Kamara, balancing the offense. But Drew Brees can still chuck that ball. Chuck and duck, baby. That's what he does. And so if Drew Brees is not signed by the Saints, absolutely other teams should be inquiring about the man. You never know what might happen. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that they don't end up agreeing to terms in New Orleans. Not right away, anyway. Well, if you can plant a bug in Drew Brees' ear, if you can get to his agent and say, you know what? We'd love to have him, and here's how much money we're going to throw at him, because money talks. If you can get that money to talk to his agent, then the agent might be talking to Drew Brees. It's Drew Brees. With my apologies to Kirk Cousins, until Drew Brees signs with the Saints or somewhere else, he has got to be considered a free agent target. So this is kind of cool now. We got one piece. The questions remain about Case Keenum. And we're going to see which Case Keenum stands up in 2018. John Elway and Gary Kubiak believe that they can get the Case Keenum that starred for the Vikings last season. Nearly 68% completion rate. 3,500 yards, a 22 touchdown to 7 interception ratio, a spot in the NFC Championship game. They didn't miss a beat when Sam Bradford got hurt. He had an amazing rapport with his receivers like Adam Thielen, Kyle Rudolph. They lost their top running back, and they still made it to the NFC Championship. Case Keenum deserves a lot of credit for that. The same credit that Nick Foles deserves for picking up where Carson Wentz left off and winning the Super Bowl MVP. Case deserves the credit for making sure the offense did not stink after Sam Bradford got hurt or re-injured his knee. So is it going to be a Case Keenum who's steady, who's accurate, who's confident, who dictates the offense, who commands the huddle? Or is it going to be the Case Keenum that, when there's a little bit of pressure sometimes, chucks the ball, doesn't make smart decisions, turns it over? We saw that Case Keenum against the Eagles in the NFC Championship. It was a bloodbath. And he didn't look all that great. Now, let's be fair. In the game between the Saints and the Vikings in the divisional round of the playoffs, neither quarterback looked real good until the second half. They both had their moments, obviously. The Saints nearly had that game won, if not for the miracle in Minneapolis and the chuck to Stephon Diggs. And remember, the defender fell down, made a gamble. It didn't pay off. But if Case Keenum can be smart, can make smart decisions, cannot go hog wild and start chucking the ball all over the place, can do what the offense requires of him and rely on the weapons he's got, this could be the perfect fit. But, you know, there's always the potential that it could be a disaster, too. So there's one domino. What do you think? You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Coming up next, because Peter Schwartz is here, we've decided to do a special edition of Schwartz on Sports. I know you all love it and you miss it. And really excited for you to hear my conversation with USA women's hockey forward Monique Lamoureux after a victory tour following the gold medal. Yeah, we were all singing that. After the victory tour following their gold medal winning shootout against Canada and Pyeongchang, Monique and her sister, and in fact, all of the members of Team USA finally got to get home. They were finally home after a whirlwind tour. And I caught up with her over the weekend. She was gracious enough to spend a bunch of time with me, and she was awesome. So I can't wait for you to hear that conversation. We'll do that at the top of the next hour. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're just getting started here on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. Every week, Peter Schwartz brings his big takes to After Hours in a segment called Schwartz on Sports.
What? It's back. Schwartz on Sports. Woohoo! It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. We don't get Peter Schwartz with us in studio every night like we used to, but whenever he's back, it's always good. It feels like the gang is back together. So thanks so much for Oh, yes! Tom Brady. I mean, I know he doesn't like you and all, but come on, try to be a little more couth about it, a little more cool. So Pete is here in studio, and I thought it would be fun if we did a kind of a walk down memory lane with a Schwartz on Sports. So number one on the list, the first domino falls.
NFL free agency begins on Wednesday at 4 o'clock Eastern time. And obviously a huge part of this is going to be all these quarterbacks are available. And if you would have picked one quarterback that would be off the board first, would you have thought it would be Case Keenum? Well, that's the case, according to ESPN. He is going to the Broncos on Wednesday, and it's kind of a fascinating first quarterback. I really thought Kirk Cousins would be the first, and everybody would follow after that.
I thought Drew Brees would be the first, and that would be done.
I think that's probably a formality, although even though there's all these other innuendo about it, but I think he's going to go back to New Orleans. But I think it's interesting, but the Broncos can still get Case Keenum and still look to draft a quarterback potentially too. So, but they got their situation settled short term. At least they know they've got a reliable veteran quarterback for next season.
Yeah. As a Broncos fan, I'm hoping he can replicate the 11-3 with the trip to the championship game, because since Super Bowl 50, it has been bleak for Broncos fans for sure. All right. So moving on to number two, legal tampering, which in my opinion is an oxymoron.
It is. And it takes some morons to figure this out, but we talked about this a while ago about the NBA. Remember DeAndre Jordan was signing with the Mavericks and then changed his mind
because
they went back to the Clippers. So there's a period in the NFL that opened on Monday where the teams can talk to the players, but they can't sign them until 4 o'clock Eastern time on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So you get all these leaks and all these stories coming out about this person signing here, this person signing there. Why don't they just open up the signing period on Monday? Like, why do you have to have 2 days of the Adam Schefters and the Ian Rappaports and all these people falling
over? And
the Jason Lockenfores falling over each other.
I know why. Yeah. Because it's in the CBA. It's in the collective bargaining agreement.
I understand that, but it's a silly thing. I mean, just pick a date. This is the date that there's free agency. You're giving teams a chance to talk. A guy come back out of the deal. Just pick one date and stick with the date.
Oh, you mean somebody out there is going to do a Josh McDaniels?
Yeah.
What if Case Keenum pulls a Josh McDaniels?
Well, he cannot have signed the contract yet. Nope. He can only intend to sign with them.
I don't care. Be a man and stick with your words. Yeah, the legal tampering.
I just think it's an unnecessary part of the process.
Okay, number three for Schwartz on Sports: baseball on the birds.
This is phenomenal. I really had a smile on my face when I heard about this. The Baltimore Orioles are making it easier for families to come to some more games.
Okay, at Camden Yards.
At Camden Yards, right. Yes, for select games, the first month of the season. Then they're going to go month to month on it. For some games, if an adult buys a ticket, they get two kids' tickets for free.
Aww.
And I think that's great.
Are you going to make a trip to Baltimore?
If they're playing the Yankees, yeah, I'll go. Absolutely. But opening day is not on the list. They can't go opening day, of course. So an upper deck ticket, an adult buys a ticket, and you get two tickets for free. I think it's great. you know, there's so many families that find it hard, and I feel fortunate that I'm able to go with my family to a bunch of games each year. But I think it's great for some of these families that may not necessarily get to go a lot to sporting events, that the Orioles, and listen, it's a business. They had a drop in attendance last year. They want to try and get people in the ballpark to sample it and come back again. I think it's a wonderful thing to give the kids the free tickets.
Awesome. I mean, that's how you build your fan base. More than the pace of play changes that people can't even understand, how about get kids excited about baseball and wanting to go to the park? And that means that if they get hooked on it, they'll be fans for life. Mm-hmm.
I think the major sports need to follow sometimes what they do in the minor leagues a little bit, and because that's how you build fans, is by access, is by fan-friendly things to do. And I think you're going to start seeing that more often, because it's getting expensive to go to games. It really is.
For sure. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio alongside Peter Schwartz with Schwartz on Sports. Number four, I know what this is about, but I'm not going to steal your thunder. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I'm actually going to lean on you to talk more about this item than
myself. Can you see my face?
Yeah. So I didn't see a lot of it, but obviously there's a big hubbub about the NCAA tournament selection show yesterday.
Terrible.
About
terrible.
Audio problems and the way that they changed the
format. Yeah, Ernie Johnson was lip-syncing, and he was bad at it.
Then they're trying to sell a pizza, and you're waiting to find out what's going on. I don't understand. People there, you've got this huge audience of people that are tuned in to find out who the 68 teams are that are in the tournament, and where they're going to play and when they're going to play. I mean, why are we reinventing the wheel
Not
here?
Just that, they started with the automatic bids.
It made no sense. I mean, come out.
We know who the
Why are we wasting time? Open up the show at 6 o'clock Eastern time. Here are your top four seeds. Here's your top overall seed. Here's where they're going to play. Here's the whole East region. Here's the whole... Why do we have to, like, change it up and...
It's
people are so pumped up to fill their bracket out, and they got to drag this whole thing out. It is the most. It's like you tune in for the NFL draft. We're gonna let the team 28 pick first.
We're gonna parade your picks around the green room alphabetically.
I mean, this is just.
That's the worst part of it. It was alphabetical.
And I don't proclaim to be as big a fan about it as other people, but when I heard about this and saw it and read about it, and I went online to look at some of the videos,
gross.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, just show the brackets.
This was my tweet, and I will stand by it. Who thought this was a good idea?
Well, somebody that makes a lot of money thought it was a good idea, and that person is stupid.
That person needs to donate money to a worthy cause. All right, number five, last one, the 600 Club.
I'm going to say this as a huge hockey fan. I think if you had to start a team with anybody in the NHL right now, I think you'd be pretty dumb if you didn't say Connor McDavid, because I think he's the best
Jack
player.
Eichel?
He's good. But Connor McDavid, to me, is the best player in the NHL right now.
Okay.
But I've always loved Alex Ovechkin. I like everything about his game. I like the way he plays offense. He comes back on defense. He can mix it up a little bit. And he became the 20th player in the NHL's history to score 600 goals last night.
Nerd alert!
He is a phenomenal player. He is a great ambassador for the sport. And he does not play on my team. He's a rival of my team. But I always have respected his game. And congratulations to him. He's on his way to the Hall of Fame.
He's consistent. He is productive year after year after year after year. And I know that the Capitals have this reputation for not being able to win in the postseason. I get it. They've run into the Pittsburgh Penguins over and over again. But still, it does not take away from everything they've accomplished in the regular season and how it all starts with Alex Ovechkin.
I look at Ovechkin, and you just mentioned the Capitals just can't win in the playoffs.
He makes them a free agent destination.
Yeah, it does. But I think of Ovechkin, and I keep thinking about Ray Bourque. Because Ray Bourque played all those years of his Hall of Fame career with the Bruins.
Yes.
Never won the Stanley Cup.
Until
he went to the Avalanche and won a cup.
Mid-season.
And I don't want to see Ovechkin do that. I would like, you know what? If there's a guy that deserves to win with the city he plays in, it's Ovechkin. Mm-hmm. And he's just a great player. I love watching him.
Agreed. So congratulations to Ovi.
One Kenobi?
Ovi-1 Kenobi? That's not his nickname, is it?
No, it's
not. Okay. Why does it feel like that's not a movie series that he would like? I don't know why, but it doesn't feel like it would float his boat.
No, I don't think so.
Angry on his behalf because he didn't get to play in the Olympics. He was one who was really extremely vocal about playing in the Olympics. And
He really wanted to. And I understand these guys got used to it and wanted to play. And there was a lot of pushback from a lot of people, and I'd be surprised if in the next Olympics the NHL wasn't back in it.
I'm going to keep tooting that horn. No. I don't know what I'm going to keep doing.
If you remember when they made that announcement, I said to you, I was excited because I thought you were going to see the kids play. I thought you were going to see
couple kids.
But I thought it was going to be like the USA World Junior team is very good. They go to the gold medal game. Canada's team, all those young stars of the NHL, like the way it used to be. As a hockey fan, I was kind of excited. But that's not what it was.
It wasn't. It was pros.
It was garbage.
It was pro hockey players. It just wasn't NHL players.
It was garbage. It really was. With all due respect to the players that played, it was garbage.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a good tournament for sure. At least we had the women. And if you didn't hear, Monique Lamoureux, who scored that goal in the third period against Canada.
My conversation with her,
I've already talked to her. Finally caught up with her after 2 weeks of trying. And so it is a taped interview, but top of the hour. She was awesome. So I hope you will listen.
On the way home.
Yes, that's awesome. Now that we have SiriusXM.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. All right, so it's so good to have Peter Schwartz back here in studio.
Preset.
So you can find Pete on Twitter. I haven't done this in a while. Don't tell me. It's P. Schwartz, CBS FAN.
Yes.
Boom. All right. And coming up, I want to take your calls, your thoughts on Case Keenum to the Denver Broncos.
I want to change it.
You do? I changed mine after I left my previous network.
I want to change it, but I can't fit the whole thing in. I want to change it to Schwartz on sports.
You need to shorten it, actually, because now we have 280 characters, but
yeah.
It's harder for people to remember if it's longer.
But I think Schwartz on sports would be a good Twitter handle, but I can't. It doesn't fit. I'm missing it by one letter.
How about Schwartz Sports? Sports Schwartz?
I don't know. I'm open to suggestions on it.
Okay, very cool. Well, that was mine. Thanks so much for being here. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Well, if that doesn't make you miss football, I'm not sure what will. Case Keenum to Stephon Diggs. That was it. That was a walk-off in the NFC divisional playoff game at the home of the Super Bowl, U.S. Bank Stadium. Vikings stunned Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. And it was Minnesota that moved on to the NFC Championship, where the Eagles returned the favor. I mean, it was a great moment. Of course, the euphoria ended a few days later. However, phenomenal finish to one of our playoff games this season. And now Case Keenum has a new home, or will soon be adjusting to the mile high altitude in his new home, because according to reports, he has agreed to sign a free agent contract with the Denver Broncos. At 30 years old, he starts again. This will be what, his fourth team? So Texans, Rams, Vikings, Broncos, unless I'm missing one. But this is a guy who's been a lot of different places. He's been a placeholder. He's been a backup. He's been the guy who's done mop-up duty. Now he gets the chance to be the starter in Denver for John Elway, for Gary Kubiak, Super Bowl winning quarterbacks and coaches. So which Case Keenum will we see in 2018? It'll be interesting to get the terms of the deal. If you have seen them somewhere, please pass them along, because I have not seen them anywhere. The deal can't be signed until Wednesday, when the NFL New Year begins. So happy New Year, Case Keenum. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Kevin Harlan with that call of the Minneapolis Miracle on the Westwood One radio network. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I'd love to hear from you. What do you think about this deal between the Broncos and Keenum? Major piece of the quarterback free agent puzzle. And obviously, this takes the Broncos out of the running for Kirk Cousins, if they were ever in the running. We don't know. We'll hear from Kirk at some point. But certainly the Broncos aren't going to pursue Cousins, now that they've been able to get an agreement from Case Keenum. So 30 years old, 3,547 yards last season, an 11-3 record as a starter with the Vikings, 22 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. The franchise tag with Minnesota would have paid him $23 million. I don't even want to guess anymore when it comes to what quarterbacks are making. Just this is a rhetorical question. I don't think it has an answer. But if Jimmy Garoppolo, after 7 starts, 7-0 record, but 7 starts with the Patriots and the Niners, is worth $27.5 million per year, is Case Keenum worth more or less? We don't know the numbers yet. Again, unless you've seen them somewhere, I have not. This news just broke in the last hour. What's he worth? It'll be fascinating to find out what the Broncos are putting in that contract. They desperately need a QB. They desperately need a jolt in their offense. And John Elway has made absolutely no bones about the fact that this was where they had to start. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. We'll put up a spot there. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Our toll-free line is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. There's a quick way you can save money. You can switch to Geico for car insurance, or if you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too, you can get it all at geico.com. So the details we have are limited, only that Keenum has agreed to sign with the Broncos. And if you know his history, I mentioned this to start the show, but Gary Kubiak coached Keenum. In fact, may have drafted Keenum. If I'm not mistaken, he may have drafted Keenum in Houston. And now Kubiak, after having won Super Bowl 50 with the Broncos and Peyton Manning and that fantastic defense, he had to step away from coaching because of health concerns, but he's the senior personnel advisor in Denver. He and John Elway are like an old married couple. Not only was Kubiak the backup QB to Elway during their playing days in Denver, Kubiak then retired and became the offensive coordinator to Elway when they were in Denver. So these guys have been working together for a long time. This is back when I was a teenager and first became a Broncos fan. Kubiak he's as constant with the Broncos as Elway is. The two of them have been synonymous for a long time. And so they trust each other's opinions. They obviously know what they want from the offense and the pieces that they want to put in the offense. And the fact that Kubiak is familiar with Keenum and that there is a relationship already established, in my opinion, makes a big difference. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or you can give us a call, 855-212-4227. We've got some other football news, too. Just as a side note, as we're talking about the Broncos, Aqib Talib is going to be with the Rams next year, and he was a major part of that secondary. Obviously won the Super Bowl with the Broncos, that amazing secondary. They call it the no-fly zone, or they called it the no-fly zone in Denver, which is kind of funny considering the thin air and the mile-high city. So Talib ends up with the Rams, not with the Niners, who first were attempting to trade with the Broncos for Talib. Instead, of course, the Niners end up with Richard Sherman. But on the NFL Network, Von Miller was asked about the departure of his teammate, Aqib Talib, and what that means for the Denver defense moving forward.
The no-fly zone is disbanded. You know,
right, is it now dead and over?
I mean, it's time for, you know, a new era. You know, and the no-fly zone was, 2014 to, 2017. You know, all good things must, come to an end, and it definitely was a great thing. So, I mean, we're definitely losing that. We're losing the skill on the football field. But I think most importantly, we're losing the attitude. You know, he's a killer. He's a killer on the football field, and you want a guy like that behind you each and every game. You know, you want a guy like, it doesn't matter who you're playing, no game is too big for him. You know, the confidence with Tlaib is off the roof.
He's a killer who will take your gold chain if you leave it exposed, or even if you don't. He somehow manages to sniff out the gold chain, and he's coming after you. I mean, I would agree with that. Tlaib brings a major edge and an attitude, sometimes over the top, always played with a chip on his shoulder, always played like he was going to bully you and take your lunch money. 855-212-4227. Troy is listening in Baltimore. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy.
Hey.
How you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
I'm a Bronco fan, so I want to, like, be one of the first to, like, address this. I'm totally disgusted with the move, man. I don't know why bring in Chase Keenum. I understand we couldn't get Cousins because of the money, probably, and he wanted guaranteed money for 3 years. But Chase Keenum had one good year out of 4 years, or however long you've been in the league. You've been on four different teams. I just don't understand what are you going to do differently in Denver that he did at any place else. I mean, in Minnesota, he had a good offensive line. We don't have that. In Minnesota, he had a good running game. We don't have that. And we're going to bring this guy in, and what is he going to do? I mean, unless they're going to draft Mayfield, I don't know. I look for another mediocre season because you got another mediocre quarterback behind center, man.
Okay, so I would definitely say John Elway's not done. This would be the first piece, the major piece. Just out of curiosity, and then I'll kind of respond to that. If you don't want Case Keenum, who did you want? Did you want to start over with another rookie? Because they've already got two really young guys on their roster, and that hasn't panned out. So what did you want John Elway to do?
I would have rather them have gotten Bridgewater because he's more proven. At least Bridgewater has been more proven in a short time than he's been playing.
He's more proven? How?
Well, he's played better. He took Minnesota to the playoffs and drove them for a drive. And the only reason why he lost the game against Seattle is because the kicker missed the kick. Case Keenum in the NFC Championship did what he did best.
What about Case Keenum in the playoff game before that, or the 11-3 record? I disagree with you there. I mean, I get what you're saying, that Bridgewater had a shorter period of time, but I think their success is pretty much the same. I mean, Bridgewater's also been out of the game for almost 20 months.
Yeah, but they drafted Bridgewater. Case Keenum been on how many different teams? What has he done on the rest of the teams he's been on?
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, as I talked about before, he's been the guy who's been mop up and who's been a backup as opposed to being handed the reins. But when he was handed the reins as the starter to take over for Sam Bradford, the team went 11-3. All right, Troy, I'm sorry you're not happy with it. Interestingly enough, Teddy Bridgewater was talked about reportedly with the Broncos, and they decided to go with Keenum instead. But I would say the resumes for the two are not that different. This will be the fourth team. So drafted by Houston, ends up with the Rams then, and then after the Vikings, now will be the Broncos. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. Monique Lamoureux is next, though. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.